Hello, welcome to Spotlight, illuminating a sea of artistic talent.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
This evening, we look forward to this Sunday's Isle of Man Choral Society performance of Brahms' Requiem. Hear about an event to celebrate World Poetry Day tomorrow. Enjoy a track from the new album by the Manx band Clash 4. And a poem from Annie to celebrate this year's Braid Eisteddfod, which has just taken place. Remember, do get in touch with any creative artistic endeavours you might be involved in, planning, hoping to create, or really would like to put in the spotlight. Poetic, theatrical, musical, literary, ceramic, sculpted, drag, film, mime, social media, add to the list as your heart desires. Howard Kane at manxradio.com or spotlight at manxradio.com. I don't care, just do it. The stirring opening of Brahms' Requiem, an amazing piece of music, and this coming weekend there's a chance to see it being performed live here on the Isle of Man when the Isle of Man Choral Society join forces with the Isle of Man Symphony Orchestra at the Villa Marina for their annual concert. To find out more, I spoke to Chairman of the Choral Society, Charles Farger.
It's our annual concert where we team up with the Isle of Man Symphony Orchestra and we perform one large work, and this time we're doing the most beautiful piece, which is Brahms's German Requiem.
A lot of rehearsal. This has been going on for several months, I think.
Yeah, we start rehearsing at the beginning of September, so really we've rehearsed throughout the whole last 6 months and culminating in the concert on Sunday.
And this is, again, there's the choir. The choir's about 100 strong?
There's about 100. I think we're going to be just over 100 performing. We have a membership of about 120, so some people aren't able to perform for whatever reason. But there'll be over 100 people singing in the choir and about 50 people playing in the orchestra.
And then also, of course, with the Requiem, we also have the soloists as well, so some well-known names there.
Yeah, we've got a soprano soloist, which is Debbie Gooding, who won the Cleveland Medal last year. And then we have Neil Taverner, who's singing the baritone role. So there's only two soloists, but those are the two that are doing this for us.
Have you done the work before?
We have. The choir, I think, has done this work, if not four times, certainly three times. This is my third time singing it.
And clearly it's popular then with the members, I assume.
It's one of the most favourite. It is the most beautiful bit of music. It's very sumptuous music in every respect.
I was going to say, what is it appeals to you about it, do you think? What sort of makes it so good to sing?
Because it's it just makes you feel good when you sing it. It's sort of wallowing in some beautiful melody and some beautiful dynamics, both from the choir and from the orchestra, but particularly the dynamics that we have been taught by our wonderful musical director, Mandy Griffin.
I was going to say, it is Mandy taking the helm, and you're right, I think she's so good at this sort of stuff that she's excellent at bringing out the best in everyone.
Mandy is an inspiration, and I think the greatest thing about Mandy is that with her being the most perfect singer herself, she is able to transport that skill a little bit to us all.
And the choir itself, of course, is mixed up. It's very mixed. You know, there are people who have been singing for years, and there's some people who are relatively new to it.
It is. It's cross section, really, of the population of the Isle of Man, all sorts of ages. We've got a lot of younger members who have joined us, which is really, really good. It's a great way to spend a Thursday evening once a fortnight in the winter, working hard under the baton of Mandy. And then leading up to the performance at the end of March.
And how long, I can't remember actually, how long has the Choral Society been going? Is that a...
I'm not sure the exact years, but it was actually originally known as the Isle of Man Teachers Choir, which came out of the Isle of Man Youth Choir in the days of the Inspirational, once again, the late Mr. Alan Pickard.
Of course, yes.
So it was known as the Isle of Man Teachers Choir, and probably about 15 years ago, we changed the name to Isle of Man Choral Society. So it's been going probably in different formats for probably about going up to 40 years, probably.
Oh, my goodness. And it's followed the same sort of modus operandi, as it were. So you get together and then sort of worked towards a big performance in the sort of spring, early summer.
That's right. I think that's always been the case. That has happened. It's a nice way to spend dark winter and autumn
Absolutely.
Days.
Absolutely. Right, we better have a few dates and times. So first off, for the actual concert then, so that's coming up, what, this Sunday, which is the 24th?
It's at 3 o'clock in the Villa Marina. We're performing, the main work we're doing is Brahms Requiem, but the secondary work we're doing, which is certainly one of my favourites, is actually, it's called Hymn to the Fallen, which people will know as being the theme tune written by John Williams to the film Saving Private Ryan.
Of course, yes.
And that is the most beautiful thing. So if you come along on Sunday, you're going to get the Brahms Requiem, and then you're going to get that little bit of extra, which is going to be the Hymn to the Fallen.
Lovely. And I think, as it was noted by Mandy, I think it's the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landing, so a very appropriate
it's
sort of
piece. One of the reasons why we chose it, that it sort of links, and yeah. we've got an involvement with the British Legion at the event as well.
So a very moving piece. So some beautiful music coming up there. Will tickets be available on the door, or best for people to book them in advance?
Probably best to book it in advance, but you can buy the tickets at the door. Vice, if you're buying at the door, is get there early, well before 3 o'clock, because sometimes it could be a queue and it takes a little while to get the tickets.
Yeah, often the way, I think, isn't it? Lovely. It sounds like a lovely thing. I will be there cheering you along, not literally, but I will be in the audience to enjoy that very much. So just finally, the actual, again, if people are listening to this, or maybe they're going along to the concert and think, oh, I might like to get involved. How do they get involved if they want to come along and sing for the Choral Society?
Well, we have a website the committee. There's a number of us on the committee. We can be contacted, but the website is probably the best way to start, or word of mouth.
Lovely. And just finally, I mean, is there an audition process, or is it a case of are all comers welcome or not?
There's no auditioning. We don't do that, because we feel very much that it's a community choir, and we like people to come who just enjoy the joy of singing.
Terrific. Well, enjoy. Best of luck with that. Sunday, the 24th, 3 p.m. start at the Villa Marina. And again, Charles will be there singing. I'll be there cheering from the crowd. So come along and support, as is always the case, live music on the Isle of Man. Promises to be a wonderful afternoon. I'll be there. Go along and support it. As Charles says, always good to book in advance, but you can buy tickets on the day if you like living dangerously. From music to the spoken word, and you may or may not be aware that tomorrow is World Poetry Day, and to mark the day, the Isle of Man Poetry Society will be holding a poetry event, but at a bit of a different venue for them. Chair of the Poetry Society, Bethany DeLee Runciman, and Chair of Visual Art and Literature Panel for the Isle of Man Arts Council, Jade Boylan, dropped into the Spotlight Studio to tell me more, and Bethany told me that celebrating World Poetry Day was a regular event on their calendar.
Oh yes, we've been running an event on World Poetry Day for many years. World Poetry Day is an event that brings the world together in the medium of shared poetry. Poetry's been written for thousands of years, and on World Poetry Day, we on the island, we get together and we read some of our poems. Sometimes we read poems about the world. This year, they has a theme of standing on the shoulders of giants. So some of us were going to tackle that theme, and other people just bring along poems that they like to read on the evening. So this year it's slightly different because normally we run World Poetry Day at Douglas Library. However, this year the library is booked with another event. So we were looking for a venue, and this is where Waterstones very, very, very kindly came, and we have an event with them up in the cafe upstairs on Thursday evening.
Oh, this is where you come in then, Jade, is it?
Yes, so myself and our bookshop manager will be there to keep the store open late on Thursday. We're really excited to be hosting the event. Our cafe is also going to be open as well to serve refreshments for anyone if people want to come along just to watch, or if they do want to come along and actually take part in the open mic poetry evening. Mm-hmm. It's 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. Thursday evening, and tickets are £3 each. They're available in store and on our website.
Yes.
And are you a poetry lover yourself?
I am. So I'm sadly I'm not a poet. I do write, but not poetry. I haven't written poetry since I was at school, but I do love to read poetry. Mm. And I think I definitely prefer to recite poetry. I think it comes alive when you read it aloud.
Yes, absolutely. And we often say that when we're talking about poetry, there is that difference, isn't there, between reading the poems on the page and hearing someone, be it the poet or someone else, actually performing the poetry.
Absolutely, yeah, it makes a huge difference.
So a great opportunity to hear some poetry in the sort of the oral form then, Bethany. So this is open to anyone, as you say, to come along. Do you have to be a Poetry Society member?
No, you don't. No. There will be membership forms available if people want to join the society. But this is open to the public. If you like, just come to listen to poems. That's absolutely fine. Also, if you have just written one poem and you're nervous about performing it, come along, because you'll be in a safe environment with fellow poets. And we've all been there really nervous about reading the first poem. So please come along. It's disabled friendly as well. And as Jade said, the tickets can be bought either in store or on the website. Isle of Man Douglas web page at waterstones.com.
And you try and choose a different theme every year for the event, or is the theme chosen elsewhere?
Well, it's a national theme, or possibly even international mm-hmm. theme. To be honest with you, it's the first time I've actually come across a theme for World Poetry Day. National Poetry Day is the other big event we have, which is held either at the end of September, beginning of October time. And for that, it always has a theme. And we've had themes such as light and truth and freedom. But World Poetry Day, looking at it, is slightly different in that they give you a little sentence standing on the shoulder of giants.
Are you having a go yourself? Or?
Well, I haven't written one on standing on the shoulders of giants. I'm still trying to get around that theme title, actually. I've written poems about the world before. I can read a bit of one of my poems. So it's called Sunshine Africa, and on a cold day like this, it's nice to think how warm the sun is outside or in Africa. Sunshine Africa. Under the sunshine of an African sun, where the lion cubs play and cheetahs run, the waterhole is where all animals come. So sing, Africa, sing, God's land of fun. Africa's continent is huge and vast, where Islam dominates all others' faith. Centrally located, the equator cuts, sunlight rays scorch sandy earth. Under the sunshine of an African sun, where the lion cubs play and the cheetahs run, the waterhole is where all animals come. So sing, Africa, sing, God lands of fun. The Nile snakes towards the fertile delta, pyramids surrounding Egyptian kings. Ethiopia's plateau trains long fast runners, but it's hot, 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 the hottest place. Under the sunshine of an African sun, where the lion cubs play and the cheetahs run, the waterhole is where all animals come. So sing, Africa, sing, God's land of fun. The drums are beating really fast. The dancers shake while scantily clad. Faces painted wore yellow and white, frenetically gyrating jumps and twists. Under the sunshine of an African sun, where the lion cubs play and the cheetahs run, the waterhole is where all animals come. So sing, Africa, sing, God's land of fun. the so-called land dark continent where humans have lived for thousands of years, 2,000 languages spoken and penned, culture, tradition, folklore, art, Africa, you are always in my heart.
Lovely, inspiring piece for a nice sunny day. And as you say, someone else hopefully will get up and be inspired by some of these pieces. It could be your chance, Jade, to put pen to paper.
I'm definitely not, and I can't write poetry, but I do love to recite it. I think I always have a few in my head just for my own amusement more than anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got one now?
Would you like a, what do you want, like a short one or?
Oh, give us a nice, go ahead, short and snappy.
Should we do, we could do a Wendy Cope or what about a sonnet, Shakespeare? You can choose.
All right, Wendy Cope.
Wendy Cope, yeah. Okay. So The Orange by Wendy Cope. For lunch, I bought a huge orange. The size of it made us all laugh. I peeled it and shared it with Robert and Dave. They got quarters and I had a half. And that orange, it made me so happy, as ordinary things often do just lately. The shopping, a walk in the park. This is peace and contentment. It's new. The rest of the day was quite easy. I did all the jobs on my list and enjoyed them and had some time over. I love you. I'm glad I exist.
Lovely. Lovely stuff. Thank you very much indeed, both of you. There we go. There's already, you can see, a spread of different types of poetry, different themes, whatever. And that's the great thing about these events, Bethany. You get a broad mix, some serious, some straight, some funny, whatever.
Yes, we do. The poetry trail has just come to a finish now. Run its course for 2024. And when you collect the entries for the poetry trail, there are themes about just about everything, really. A lot of themes about the Isle of Man, which is really good. We're actually going to be focusing on children for the next few months with children's poetry. There's four of us now in the Poetry Society. We're going to be going into some of the primary schools, years 5 and 6, and encouraging those years to write poems. And we're going to run a children's poetry trail over September, October, November. And then we'll go back to the adult one, December, January, February. So that's what we've got coming up. So if you've got a child in years 5 or 6, encourage them to write some poems, and then look out on the Isle of Man Poetry Society page things that are going to be happening around that.
Great stuff and great poems, thank you. Get yourself down there and why not take a poem to read? It's never too late to start, I'm told.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
Now, if you're a fan of the Manx music scene, you can hardly have failed to have heard the wonderfully uncategorisable band Clash Four, although, to be fair, they call it Gaelic Tongue and Groove. The name Clash Four, I believe, means big groove, which is pretty much what they provide, whether live or on disc. And a new album is about to hit the shelves this Easter, called Pulled by Stars. It features usual band members Robert Kane, Aylan Clegg, Danny Neal and Dave McLean, Brisha Madrill, and for the first time on record, I think, Dave's grandson, Jack, on keyboards, along with additional percussion from Keith Angel from the Angel Brothers. It was recorded mainly in Dave's living room, apparently, which must be a wonderful place when the music sounds like this.
Thank you.
the single Mananan from Clash 4's latest album coming out this Easter, Pulled by Stars. And so, not long to wait. Before we go, well, we can't possibly finish without mentioning the Braid of Stedford. What an event. I didn't get down, sadly, this year. The Lieutenant Governor was there, I believe, though, with his good lady. And also, of course, the Isle of Man's own royalty, Dot Tilbury. And I'm told it was a fairly early finish this year, just about 1 a.m. Well, we've got to mark the event. Who better than former Manx bard Annie Kizik?
The Braid of Stedford.
That's about it for this week.
Are you going to the Braid? No. And why not? Are you afraid they'll drag you out for the hymn reason? You frightened? Well, that's amazing. Are you a man or are you a cat and it's caterwauling your art? Ah, bochnad. Put a mouth on it, boy. And it's not making a show of yourself. Open your mouth. It's good for your health. Ah, where's you go? What's that? You're not for singing? No? You might be flat. Flat? Flat? Well, we've all been that and sharp too. And who knew the notes anyway but those playing each Sunday on the harmonium or the piano or what? Notes, words, keys, well, they know the lot. Those ones who have the book. Ah, no harm to have a look. Ah, yeah, here you are. Yes. Page 149, now that's the boy. Will your anchor hold? That's the real McKay. And will it hold? Will it hold to G or D? Now that's a question that'll give you indigestion. Look, here's a list. They say they use the Methodist book for the tunes, for they're the best. Don't know about the rest, really, those Anglicans and all those church ones. Terrible high, bowing and scraping and up the sky and then down and they'll kneel. Oh, doesn't appeal to me. And see how they leap up in the minute they hear a tune. Up there, off to the moon, then standing there, twiddling finger and thumb and waiting for the organ to come in. And it will if you wait, for we're tray the lure here. So have no fear. For the Estefords next week, you've time to prepare your hymn and praising for the hymn raising. You're doubtful? Ah, don't be taken on or making strange. It's just a verse in a limited range, and it could be worse. It's not the special bass class in the Guild or the Cleveland Medal even. And none's expecting you to be howling like a done your ee, or there was howl foghorns that's leaving your lug shaking, shocking. And though this is not the place to mock 'em, and big singers all, aye, bless, bless. But just a little trickle of sound will do, and that's enough. We'll join in too. And here's a hint, but it's not a rule. Now I know you've been to Sunday school, and there's a scutch of tunes inside your head. Let 'em out. They'll not be dead. But rusty, dusty, just a little out of use. Let him loose, boy. Let him loose. Ah, good evening. Welcome to the Braid. You've come. That's good. Will you sing? I hope it's a tuneful voice you bring. No? The mob beg itself couldn't lift you from the back. But Alan Wilcox, oh, he'll shift you. Good to crack the whip, Alan. And now you're inside. There's no place to hide. And who knows, for once it happened to me, you might just come up with a lovely key and a chord is struck. And they agree. And if there's something doing on Madeline, there's a bit of a chance that you might just win.
Don't forget, if you want to hear anything again, go to manxradio.com, download the Spotlight podcast, listen where and when you want. Why not try it? Whilst waving bye-bye to the Queen. See you next week. Until then, look after yourselves and whatever you're doing, be creative about it.